Live from Betch's headquarters in New York City, The Bechler presents the first annual Betchy Awards. Now, here's your hosts, Kay Brown and Derek Paith.
Hello and welcome to the Bechler podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Derek. Finally back in the studio, by the way. It's been 84 years.
It actually feels like it's been 84 years, to be honest, because we've just been FaceTiming and now I get to see you in person.
Mm-hmm. FaceTiming every night before we go to bed.
Okay, so we are starting this new thing where we do podcasts every other week, but we're talking about maybe doing it every week. We'll see how this goes. We'll check the schedule. But this is our first one back.
We're going to vary things up. I think The Bachelor going way back to, and I'm just saying this to Kay right now. These are my thoughts. So you guys are just listening to a conversation between us. I think that The Bachelor season one and The Bachelorette season one aren't so long ago and not that easy to find. I kind of want to do Paradise because it's live and fresh in people's minds. And
for plus, sure.
There's so many relationships from Paradise.
Yeah. I'm down with that. We want to do scandals. We want to do breakups. We want to do everything. We'll dissect things, get into it. Obviously, news, if anything is happening, which you guys have always kept us in touch with things that are happening.
Shout out to the Facebook group.
So before we get started, I just want to remind you guys to rate, review, and subscribe. Every week we give the best review.
I don't know how people aren't doing that. You say that seven times on every single episode.
You're right.
What if people not rate, reviewing, and subscribing?
You never know. People might be listening and be like, you know what? This was great, but I'm not going to give it 5 stars.
Well, that's stupid.
Okay, so our winner this week for the rate, review, subscribe for the right reasons is an awesome review. It's not a singing one.
Slash also named Get Mugged.
Also called out the Get Mugged, which is huge. Derek loves saying Get Mugged.
I don't know why.
Because you win a mug if you rate us 5 stars and, you know, write a nice review. Say something good about us.
I was going to say hashtag Get Mugged, but I feel like hashtags have totally gone. There was a time when they were funny and cool, and now they're just get your hashtag out of here.
Yeah. Whatever.
Don't you agree?
I mean, yeah. Hashtags do work, though. As a social media, but yes, I don't think you need to write that in the middle of a sentence. I went to the hashtag grocery store hashtag yesterday. You don't need to say that, but I do get what you're saying.
I went to the grocery store yesterday. Hashtag throwback Tuesday.
Hashtag bought a banana. Hashtag keto. All right. So this is from Haley. I think it's haha Haley 15. So she goes, bro, thank you, John, for leading me straight to the Betches. Kay and Derek fill my heart days with laughter. Every week I look forward to listening to the analyzing jokes, the singing, the skinny pop, of course, getting mugged. You're welcome, Derek. She literally put "you're welcome, Derek" in parentheses.
Oh, really? I thought you added that.
No, she said that.
It's all good, baby.
You two are great.
Keep it up.
P.S. Can't wait for some little Betch Dundies. So we did our Dundee Awards today, obviously. So Haley, reach out to us on Instagram, or I will actually you put your put a little handle on there. So I'm gonna DM you, and we will get you a mug.
Thank you, everyone, every week for writing in a actual review. Again, to all the rest of you, I don't know, you suck a little bit for not getting your own mug. Get a mug. So this week I was at iHeart in
Las Vegas. Las Vegas. I love Vegas.
It was the most Vegas I've ever done before.
Really?
Yeah, I was up until 5 a.m. with Mike one night.
See, that's the only way to do Vegas.
I met the Pod Save America crooked people.
They did
a live show out there at Life is Beautiful. Yeah.
Did you see the live show? Did you go to Life is Beautiful or did you just go to
only
iHeart?
Only iHeart, yeah.
Cool.
Because we did so the way it works is we kind of hang out during the day and stuff and get food and shit together because the show doesn't start until 7 p.m. But then the way it works is there's a exchange where basically you're doing a bunch of media for iHeart, because we're so important.
Right. I feel like the Bachelor people that go to the iHeart awards are the cream of the crop. Like I feel like there's definitely some but I feel like there's definitely, if you were invited to that, you are.
Well, a big part of it is a lot of them have iHeart podcasts. So, yeah. So it's like because they're part of the company and everything.
Sure.
But the cool thing, the weird thing is, and I've talked with Wells about this before. The weird thing is there's actual famous people
that are there.
And they're like in the green room with you and they're like, oh my God, can we take a selfie together?
And you're like,
let's video my cousin and all these different things. And you're just like, oh my God, I watched you on this show. And
way back when.
Yeah, I don't want to call anybody out.
No,
but
who was the coolest person that you saw? Like that you totally fangirled over.
Yeah. And the funny thing is like I didn't fangirl over it. I played it really cool.
But inside you were.
Inside I was. So, I loved Scandal so much. I used to watch that show.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I need to. I know.
So Scott Foley and his wife were backstage and, he was sitting by all these Tic Tacs and I just like walked over and I was like, you know, man, like I've never had Tic Tacs in like 8 years. And then we literally, Jared and I talked to him about Tic Tacs for like 8 minutes. It was the most obvious trying to play it cool ever.
But. I mean, that's like, what am I going to talk to him about?
Tic Tacs.
Like finding the nearest object just to grab and be like, have you seen one of these before?
It's like when you're in a bar, you're trying to like find a pickup line for somebody and just reference anything.
So what flavor Tic Tac? Hit us with the deets.
Honestly, everything. Shout out to Tic Tacs for sending me a whole box, like a giant Tic Tac box with, it was like the Russian doll of Tic Tacs.
Was it because you mentioned it to?
No, it was, they overheard it. Tic Tacs was like, they had our phones tapped and they were like, oh my God, Derek's talking about Tic Tacs. No, there's just like a whole, I think they were like an ad person or whatever.
Right.
But anyway, so that was cool. The other thing was I went with Mike and Ben to Capital One, like put on this whole little like backside concert. And the dudes from Cage the Elephant were there. And the lead singer was painting while he was singing.
What?
He like sat off, like down below the stage.
I can't even text and walk.
Right around us.
How was he painting and singing at the same time? For an audience?
I don't think you can do that not high.
Not yet.
I'm pretty sure that's what was going on.
You're on a cocktail or something if you're doing that.
Yeah, that was for an audience. There was like 50 people there.
That's wild.
So that was pretty cool. I mean, the rest of it was just like, it's a
concert
thing.
It's an award show type thing.
Yeah. And like Brandy, who was here, her sister Miley played. Miley has the best.
Miley, ever heard of her?
I know. We're on a first name basis. No, she has the best voice live. It's insane.
Oh yeah.
She sang like some old school, like she 70s
sang,
rock.
Def Leppard and
you were watching.
Babe. I got that Insta
and
stuff.
Zeppelin.
I've been keeping up.
She sang Zeppelin and Pink Floyd, actually.
But
that's
didn't
what it
Def Leppard play with her?
Def Leppard just played
with the band,
it.
Right? Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah, that was super cool. She's also so hot.
Oh, for sure. So the other little thing was people were posting about Tayshia and I as if there was something going on there.
People were posting about Tayshia and Mike.
And that
like
too,
E!
Yeah.
News.
Tayshia and I did sneak backstage for Hootie and the Blowfish, and we got yelled at very hard for that.
Whatever.
I know.
Sometimes you got to go backstage for Hootie.
Mm-hmm. Very worth it.
Very worth it, yeah. But there's nothing going on with Tayshia and Mike because she's with John Paul.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she FaceTimed him a couple times while we were there.
Okay, speaking of Bachelor people and where they are, everyone is in Paris for Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Which is, that is why they are there. I was looking, I saw Tayshia's story, Kaylin's story, Dylan and Hannah were both there.
I know Tayshia and Kaylin went out there for the same thing.
Yeah, brand partnership. I'm actually going to Paris at the end of next month. Toss.
You're not going to Paris.
Matt and I are going, which I'm super excited about. He's coming now.
I didn't think
he was going to. Yeah, he's coming. We just found out yesterday.
Is this for, what is it for?
Just for fun. What else? Oh yeah, Connor and Whitney broke up. So this was like a big thing because they broke up, but they still were posting pictures from a trip that they went on together
in Tulum.
Right.
So I was so confused about that too.
Exactly. It was super confusing because they were posting these pictures. We all knew they clearly went to Tulum together because they were both posting at the same time from the same location. But the news came out the same day or maybe the day after that they broke up.
I mean, we kind of saw this coming.
What's up, Connor? No, I'm joking. Oh,
God, I forgot about that.
I'm a day one stan. So,
you were a day minus one.
Honestly, stan. Yeah. They posted his picture. I go, he's hot.
Again, he's basically like Matt, but 6'6". Yeah. If Matt was 6'6".
So true. Okay. Also, just random funny stuff that I kind of want to talk about that has nothing to do with...
No, I told Kay she had to tell this because it was such a funny...
So, really funny story. I went to college 8 million years ago, and I got a text message from this guy that I dated in college. His name is David. And
Shit, his name gets called out even.
I told him, I was like, I'm putting this on the podcast. So not that he knows my podcast. I literally have not spoken to him since 2011, probably at the at the earliest. And
we promised Matt, who is Kay's boyfriend.
Yeah, no, this is at the earliest. I remember seeing this text and I just gagged out loud to everybody in the office. And he just says, where's an old pic of us? And I said to my two coworkers, I was like, I have to find something really funny to say back to this. This can't be normal. And so
it's like a text from your ex.
Yeah. Me. I was like, I have to say something funny back. It can't be like, you can't just say like, where's a pic of us after we haven't spoken for like 10 years. Like
no,
that's crazy.
You can't.
And so,
by the way, weirdest way to text somebody after 10 years.
No, hey, so. No, how are you? Like, are you still alive? Is this your number?
Right.
Question mark. So I responded back with, why, you want to jerk it, sicko? Mind you, I'm 30 years old. But anyways, he goes, no, somebody mentioned Betches and said that, and he said that he knew me, but nobody believed him. So
oh
I sent
God,
him like,
people know you, Kay.
Oh my God. And so I sent him like a few pictures of us literally from 2009. I had to dig in my Facebook.
Wait. Oh, from Facebook. Does he not have Facebook? Actually,
I guess not, because I tried to look him up on Facebook and I don't think he has Facebook anymore.
Sideline. I called Wells out. I went on Facebook yesterday to go on our Facebook group.
Did he defriend you?
No, but he had stories posted. Who posts stories on Facebook?
Matt posts stories on Facebook and he goes, well, it's just connected to my Instagram. Like, that's not an excuse.
It doesn't matter. Why did you connect it in the
don't
first place?
Don't connect it in the first stop. Okay, so I sent him those. And then after...
You know, the same way that I call people out for having Spotify as their source for podcasts, there's going to be a whole bunch of people now who have Facebook who are going to DM me and be like, well, I use Facebook for stories.
Well, congrats. You're 800 years old. and so he just sends a selfie, be like, throwback Thursday. And so I send him one back in my Kentucky shirt. I was on the off-campus podcast this morning. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear a college shirt. And he goes, go Cats. Wait, is that my shirt? And I swear to God, this is his shirt from college. And I did not plan this. I didn't know this was happening. But that was the funniest thing. I'm wearing his shirt. He sent me a text today. I have not spoken to him in, I'm telling you, like 9 years. And
that's how old your shirt is.
And that's how old the shirt is. I cropped it.
It comes everywhere with you.
I cropped it and I told him, I was like, this is so funny. I'm putting this on the podcast. Congrats. You're famous now. Okay, back to Bachelor stuff though.
You and Tyler are now BFFs.
Tyler and I are best friends, sort of. But I mean, like in my dreams.
The Tyler, guys.
The Tyler C. I ran into him at this wine event and he was sort of like the host or whatever, you know, like the face of the event, whatever.
Beautiful face for your
beautiful
event.
Face. And so I went up to him and mind you, everybody there was probably like 50 people there and everybody there was like a man over the age of like 45. And so they're all like, who's this guy? Wait, my daughter loves you. Is this? And so he's just sitting there.
What
like taking,
accent was that?
You know, like
that was like the 40s. Mercy.
Yes, see. Ayo, cabe. And so we were talking, and Sarah and I, my coworker, were talking like the whole time with him. He's so, I mean, it's actually crazy how nice he is. I mean, bizarre how nice he is. And he was like, oh yeah, we should do like a Betches ABC food tour thing. And he was talking about how he just moved into his apartment in New York City. He's been couch surfing.
Yeah, how... Tyler, bro,
don't
that's what? Crazy to me.
Right. I mean, I guess he wasn't staying at Gigi's because they're just friends.
Mm-hmm.
He just dropped that news on us.
He did drop that.
Him and Gigi are just friends. So, ladies, keep shooting your shot. Not too late. Just moving into a New York apartment.
If I was the Bachelor producers, I would be hella pissed right now.
Right. Right. And so, but then he was like, yeah, I want to have a dinner party. And he was like, you should come. And we exchanged numbers and I am gagged. No, I haven't texted him
is
yet.
Is he from the 40s? I want to have a dinner party.
I know. Well, I think he's just trying to be like classy.
Okay.
Though like.
Like, well, yeah, I guess that's like a, I'm not hitting on you. I just want to hang out.
Yeah. Kind of no, for sure. He was not hitting on me at all. But.
No, I know that.
What do you mean you know that? Well, you should assume that he was hitting on me.
Fuck, that was the worst thing I could have said.
I'm joking.
I am in the doghouse for the next 2 weeks.
And I was like, yeah. I mean, he's so nice. But also, what kind of apartment are you living in that you can host a dinner party? Like, do you have a dining room table?
Exactly. I have a little...
Like, what?
I have a little bar cart.
Right. I don't have...
That we could put a couple...
I have a coffee
chairs,
table, like...
A couple fold-out chairs around.
A bean bag in the corner that you probably got, like, sponsored.
It has a hole in it. It comes out.
Yeah, so...
Wait, that's probably, like, Chase's... Did you see that, by the way? I'm sorry. This is
oh,
like
yeah, we have to bring this
thing.
Up. This was crazy. So, Chase, I guess, was reaching out to different apartments and...
asking for an, I just love the phrase that he used because this is not a weird thing. There's actually, well, it's kind of a weird thing, but there's a bunch of people who have done the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Like
there's,
oh yeah, like, people do this all the time.
Living and then like posting, uh-huh. whatever. But I just love that he called it an in-house influencer.
Which is.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss, like that my ears are burning a little. Yeah, that's interesting to me because I guess I don't want to say that he's struggling for money. That's probably not it. I mean, if anything, like I would be trying to get a discount on living. Living is hard.
Like, that's just hustling. That's
yeah,
no different.
For sure.
You go to any other country and people have two followers and are trying to
right.
do that.
There's no shame in that. The funny part about it.
That's a very American thing to like judge that. Yeah. Trying to like negotiate. Yeah.
But there's no shame in that. But the interesting thing about it is that you're willing to risk your location and when you're like, I don't want to say high profile, but when you have that many followers, if you're an influencer big enough to do that, you're exploiting where you live to everyone.
Yeah, but like, I feel that...
I mean, it's
he
not
left
like,
Paradise single. Maybe he's
right.
Maybe it's a plus positive to him.
Maybe it's a cry for help. Just could like, be. Hey, ladies, this is where I live. Come on over. So you never know. So shout out to Chase for, doing what we all wish we could do.
For hustling, I guess.
For hustling. Okay, so let's dive into it. We're doing this thing this week called the Betchies, sort of like the Dundies, which I know Derek wants to sing the song and we're like ready
Kay has no, we didn't plan this at all. So
we didn't
I'm just going to play
song,
this.
But we're going to do it. Oh my God. He's playing this on his phone.
I don't even know when we come in. This is just the instrumental.
Yeah, we're just going to go.
So the way it goes on The Office, they start off with, they go... The Betchies. How can I explain it? And then there's a whole rap that's horrible, and it's basically the same as
you
the song.
You down with OPP?
Yeah, but it's... You down with the Betchies? You down with the Betchies?
Hey!
You down with the Betchies?
Honestly, right, we down it. With the Betchies. That was great. That was great. So I put on our Instagram story yesterday a bunch of superlatives of, you know, from this past, from Paradise, from Colton season The Bachelor, and from Hannah season The Bachelorette, of like overall awards for this past year of Bachelor. And I had all of you guys vote. So we're basically just going to break down all of the voting you guys did, which
break
was super fun. We're going to break it down.
I do feel like the word superlative is the biggest word that everybody knows.
Yeah, superlative. You know what a superlative is. Like
I
most
know, but
likely,
doesn't that sound like it should be, I don't know.
Something
some, like high class.
Yeah.
Like I have to say it with my pinky out.
Wait, so did you have a superlative in high school?
I did.
I did too. Wait, what was yours?
Mine was best smile.
Aww. Aww. Mine was most likely to win an Oscar.
Valid.
Valid.
Maybe a People's Choice Award someday.
Maybe someday. whatever those other podcasts. No, I'm just joking. That's awesome. Another year, we will get it.
Not against Joe Rogan and freaking Dax Shepard.
I know. Like, what? Of course.
That's
I've got to check out that podcast, actually. I really want
to
hear it.
I listen to Dax's. It's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it's hilarious.
He's also like, his co-host is, well, basically his co-host is really rough on him because it's been like a family friend for a long time. She started off, she was like a nanny once upon a time, and now she's like the producer of the show.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a whole funny like circle. Yeah. And but anyway.
That's an interesting dynamic for sure.
Because of that, she knows him so well. So it's like one of the few people that can give him a hard time. So it's a good combo.
It's a good combo. Okay. So we're going to go through these.
Fun fact, Kay was my nanny once.
You're what?
My nanny. I'm just kidding.
I was like, I was? I
wanted to confuse you.
Blacked out during this time? I'm done. That's really funny. Okay. So the first award that I put on the story was hottest guy. And honestly, no surprise here. It was between Mike and Tyler C, obviously, but it was a 28-72 percentage. I mean, I voted for Mike personally.
You know what's funny about this? Every guy on Hannah's season got like ragged on so much for the green screen background that we
never
talk about.
Forget.
Yeah, and like no joke, every single person was just like, "Ew, this whole season is so."
We wrote
legit
an article about like the dragging.
The hottest dude that has ever come out of the show
was on that season.
was in those shots.
Right. Though I do remember Tyler looking really hot and Connor both being like the only two like maybe.
You plucked them out.
And yeah. Like, I remember seeing.
These ones are for me.
Right. Remember the guy that looked like OJ?
Oh, yeah.
But he looked way better once the. I mean, everybody looked significantly better.
These are also airbrushed,
better.
The actual pictures that you put on them.
But what. What's the point of releasing these jank ass like non-edited photos at the beginning?
I think this is the first time they did that. So we'll roll it back a whole year. I think that they didn't know what to do and they just thought they would surprise the guys. So like I talked to some of them in Paradise. Yeah, I talked to someone in Paradise and they were like, yeah, we had no clue. We were just like hanging out. So imagine yourself hanging out in a hotel all day and then someone's like, hey, we're going to go do something. And you're like, cool. It's obviously not going to be a picture.
It's probably not going to be like a professional photograph posted to the entire world.
It's probably not going to be a picture the first time the world gets their impression of you.
Jeez. It was like taken on like a Polaroid camera.
It was horrible. Anyway, okay. Tyler, obviously.
Tyler, hottest guy. Hottest girl. I got a really funny DM. So this is between Tayshia and Hannah G. I got a really funny DM from Christina Schulman. And she just goes, wrong. And it was so funny. But I feel like these
frankly,
two.
Christine is my hottest girl.
I mean, definitely. I included Hannah G. I wasn't going to, but she had so many guys like going for her. And I thought Tayshia.
Totally. No, and Tayshia had many.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? These two were the ones that stuck out.
I don't know about you, but Tayshia.
I was pretty hot. But this was a really close one. So Tayshia won this 53-47.
My pick too.
Yeah. Tayshia, hottest girl.
What up, Tayshia?
Fave couple.
Oh.
Fave couple. So this was a hard one for me to even narrow down to two. So I took these, the way I did this was like we took the people in the office who watched the show.
It should have been Jed and his guitar as one of them.
The fave couple, honestly, but we have Jed later, which is
that's true,
which is almost better. But so I was like, you know what, definitely Demi and Christian because they're like icons. And then I wanted to include Dean and Kaylin just because, you know, they're also another hot couple. We already know Dylan and Hannah are like engaged, so
this makes me want to do like a couple off, like all of the like a bracket.
Yeah,
all the couples.
We could
see who's the favorite.
We could. Maybe we'll do that
in the future. But because like I know for forever, Tanner and Jade were like everyone's favorite, and then like Evan and Carly were also everyone loved them so much. And even though there's other ones going back, I think so many people love Sean Lowe, who by the way had such a funny tweet.
So funny. What did he say?
People were talking about how Peter was going to be so boring. And he was like, this is paraphrasing, but he was like, people said I was going to be boring and not that interesting as well. And they were right. They just
said that. And the end. I didn't watch Sean's season, but maybe I should go back and just like peep that.
Yeah, maybe we'll cover that sometime.
Do a little virgin moment. Mm-hmm. But this one was also very close. It was
surprised at this.
Yeah, Christian and Demi was 53, and Dean and Kaylin, Dylan, were at 70 or 47. So I'm really surprised at how tight this is. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be like. Demi and Christian, like
Dean, they have such a different. Both of them have the most different relationships than have ever been shown on this.
Yeah, what
show before? Like Dean and Kaylin literally drive around in his van. We're in Vegas because they were in Vegas together, and I was like, so Dean, where's the van? And you know,
he's like right over there.
That's a whole,
What's up?
Conversation. Like, hey, so where's your house, dude?
Yeah, that's really interesting to me. I think the reason why we judge the whole Dean thing so much is because we all kind of would love to do that.
Exactly. We're all jealous of it, for sure.
Not fully. It's sort of like having like when your friends have a kid, or like being an aunt or something. It's like you can go have that fun with the kid for however long, but then you can just like get out of it when you're done.
For sure.
You know what I mean? I think that's what I would like of it. I don't think I would love to do it all the time. Okay, most quotable moment. I did don't insult my intelligence, Derek, or fucked in a windmill. And fucked in a windmill won.
I was surprised at this.
60 to 40.
I was thankful.
Yeah, but they were two of our best-selling mugs.
So, that's true.
So I was like, you know what? This is a good one to do. But the fucked in a windmill won that one. So congrats.
I still think the best add to that, I don't know if anybody has done this themselves, but would be at the bottom of the mug it just saying four times.
Somebody
it should be two crossed out.
Well,
and then
somebody said the other side
should
say, yeah, somebody said the other side should say twice, and then we found out it was four times, and I was like, well, we can't just make updates to things.
Yeah.
We can't just keep updating these things. Okay, so most memeable moment. So we had the fence jump,
yeah,
and then that scene of Hannah. So after she like got done like yelling at all the guys, she goes back as the guys are still fighting with each other
and just downs
a glass of champagne and walks back in there. The fence jump won, but this was still close, 57 to 43.
I was like, you think about Colton's whole season though, and they started teasing that from day one.
The fence jump was like next. I don't think anything will ever beat the fence jump in anticipation, like anything.
I'm trying to think back. Is there anything else that's ever happened before? There's really not that I know.
Well, I did another. That's one of the superlatives that we get into later that I put that up against. Yeah, but saddest breakup. This one it was Demi and Derek, obviously you, and Hannah and Jed.
obviously
you.
Actually, very thankful I've never had to have a Derek P. I'm the only Derek.
Right. That's so weird. I feel like that's a common name, and that would be something that.
I don't think it's that common.
I know like 15 Derek's.
Yeah, well, do you really?
I know like a few.
Do you really?
But do you really, though? But yeah, so you guys won by a landslide, 72 to 28. I thought Hannah's would be more. I think people were taking the Hannah Jed breakup more of like, oh, I'm so glad it's over, which I understand, but. Damn, that was sad. Like, girl is still alone on her third reality show.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's gonna date Hannah?
Me.
Right.
No, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
No, but listen. Okay, so this is something.
I did have to cancel a trip to LA. I was gonna go to the premiere, and I was like, I don't know. I might be kind of excited to meet this girl.
Yeah. Duh. She's super hot.
Yeah, and very cool.
Totally cool. So really quick, I want to talk about how the Bachelor Nation men kind of they've been able to date up, you know, like we have Mike and Demi Lovato going out on dates.
Oh, yeah, totally. And that's
dope. Love that.
Again, like hung out with them this weekend. That's going on. That's a real thing.
Yes. I love that collab.
Well, we talked about this last week, but it makes sense.
It seriously does. I love that collab. Then obviously Taylor and Gigi aren't dating, but the fact that
Tyler.
Bye.
He's been downgraded.
He's been downgraded
you found
to
out
like
he,
a woman.
Yeah,
to
they,
a woman.
They weren't dating, and you're like, whatever.
I don't even know his name.
You're just trying to neg him. Like, whatever,
neg him.
Whatever, Taylor.
But
I don't know about if you ever want to come on our podcast, Taylor.
Taylor, whoever you are. But Tyler and Gigi were, I still don't believe that they were, are just, I mean, maybe they're just friends, but there was definitely like, there had to have been something. Those two people are way too hot.
I really want everybody to go and comment on Tyler's next post.
And call him Taylor.
And call him Taylor, but don't refer to our podcast.
Yeah, I'll kill you
just,
all.
just to see if he notices.
Just to see if he notices. And then we have, obviously, Sarah Hyland and Wells. Like, it's interesting to see all of the guys from Bachelor dating celebrities, but you don't see women dating celebrities.
Yeah, because they're smarter than us. They know.
But why can't...
Although Wells... I mean, Wells and Sarah are literally like a match made in heaven.
Oh, for sure. I'm not discounting any of these relationships at all. I'm just saying that it's interesting that there's been this, like...
I wonder why that is. Maybe because... Maybe I wonder if that's because like you look at societal things and it's usually the guys who are supposed to like go chase after a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's because we're like reaching out to them more.
I don't know.
I bet that's it.
I mean, I guess it's just like no matter how hard you try, ladies, you will still be dating the lowest of the low. No, I'm just kidding.
I think it means shoot your shot, ladies.
Or shoot your shot. I want to see.
The worst you're going to get is a no response.
Yeah, the worst they can say is no, and like, okay.
No, the worst you can get is no response.
Oh, no response at all.
Because if it's a no, if you're gonna, if it, like, obviously, all of these relationships started on Instagram DMing.
Like mine.
What up, JPJ?
Oh,
in your face.
In your face.
All these relationships started on Instagram, like DMing, and so like nobody's gonna just be like no, if you try and say something to them, they're just gonna not reply.
Respond,
and then you just delete the message and move on.
Exactly. It's like it never happened. And then you send one later, just a follow up. Hey, remember this?
Exactly. By the way, I want to remind everybody, you can unsend messages.
It's so amazing. People, like, that's the best thing.
So many people have sent like 35 messages to me before. And I'm just like, why have you not?
Just like delete
why do you
them,
keep,
babe.
Just unsend.
Just the unsend lines. Them. Like, do yourself a favor. You can't unpress elevator buttons. Like, you can unsend messages.
Mm-hmm.
Well, DMs. Okay, let's keep going. Sleeper Award. This is the award that like people who we didn't really pay much attention to during their
actual season,
but we kind of started seeing them later. We put Nicole and Connor, and Connor won.
I mean, it's a bunch of women who listen to us.
Nicole actually DM'd us back. We got a lot of really funny responses from the people The Bachelor. And Nicole was like, don't put me up against hot Connor. And I was like, girl, I'm sorry. I had to do a guy and a girl. And you two both are, you know.
You're the only one. The only one other than her I can think of is like Katie Moe, who didn't really get like a bottle.
Oh, yeah. She would have been a good. Yeah, she would have been a good.
It would have been the same answer either way.
Facts. Connor hot.
Both of them. I mean, this is always a thing, right? The women of race or like women of color usually don't get shown as much on The Bachelor,
mm-hmm.
or then The Bachelorette, same thing with the guys, right? Like even Paradise, like we didn't see for much sure. of Mike. And so it was really surprising that both Nicole and Katie like got shown so much. And, but honestly,
definitely
like, then Nicole got cut.
Then Nicole,
sorry to make this, I'm going to make this a political thing, of course, like when it comes to race, but I feel like that's something to note. That's something that's like always bugged yeah. me so much is just the airtime that makes, you know, anybody of color like an underdog. And that's mm-hmm. bullshit. They should have the yeah. same screen time as everybody else.
Exactly. Because that, I mean, I feel like that essentially is a lot of how the
world works.
The world works and how the show ends up playing. I mean, like
sure.
how long they stay or whatever. I mean,
I do. I want to do. This is so nerdy of me. This is like a finance thing.
What?
So it's called a heat map. I want to do a heat map that shows
yes,
how
I know
far.
A heat map.
You know what
yeah.
that is. Okay. I want to do a heat map that shows how far anybody of color goes in the next season.
Wait, that's Peter's a really season. Good idea. Who does that? Who can make heat maps?
I don't know.
Who makes heat maps?
Yo, hit us up.
Yo, hit us up.
I mean, I'm good on Excel, but I don't want to spend the time on that.
Facts. Okay, so next one we put, so it was the biggest meltdown. It was between Luke P. and JPJ. Luke P. won, but not by a lot. It was 59-41. The Luke P. meltdown was...
Honestly, Luke P.'s meltdown was an entire season long.
Wow. Yeah, he had a whole
The thing season. About that guy... Yeah, exactly. The thing about that guy is he had two personalities, because he had like the one that Hannah saw and the one that all the guys saw. And it wasn't until she removed all the guys that mm-hmm. then she got to see it. Like, she'd always exactly. heard about it. So I get that, because that is really, again, like, it's an entire season of him.
And on top of that, like, you know how you said that, like, well, the guy saw one side, she saw another. Well, we saw all of it, and we were like mind boggled. We were like, what the? We were all just watching the whole thing going down. Like, wait, it's like a scary movie. You're like, don't go in there. Why are you doing this? Like, and that's how.
That's so true. Yeah.
And so we were seeing all of it, which triggered all of us.
But I feel like that's why. I feel like that's why red flags are like more seen by people who are outside of the relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like,
for sure,
when you're in it, you see a different part. And then, I don't know.
No, I totally get it. It's like an outside objective view or whatever.
I know you hate Friends. Are you watching?
I hate Friends.
There's an episode where Rachel, who's...
I know who Rachel is.
Yeah, okay. She's dating someone new, and it's Ben Stiller. It's like one of Ben Stiller's only TV.
I was like, wait, Ben Stiller was on the show?
And Ross is like, they go to something together, and he just like yells at this person next to them, super crazy, like very Ben Stiller, you know, just like freaks out, becomes like a whole different person. And then she comes back, and he's like, oh, hey, yeah, and, you know, we've just been sitting. And then finally Ross is like, tells her, or tries to. And that's like, I feel like so
that's exactly what happened.
That's the, I didn't think about that until
that's
just
a great
now.
Comparison. Yeah.
That's my comparison.
That's a great comparison. Okay, so Derek and I did the Bachelor MVPs. So we did Bachelor MVP, we did Bachelorette MVP, and Paradise MVP. So, like, it was just the people who, like, were our number one favorites for each one of those seasons. So Bachelor, I had to say Hannah. We said Hannah and Demi. Those were the two outstanding ones for me for Colton's season.
For sure. Like, the thing about Colton... I'm sorry, Colton, baby, but you're very white bread.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he has to know that. Very similar to Sean Lowe. Like,
are you kidding? He must.
And a lot of his top people were pretty basic.
Same.
Again, I always say this when I talk about this stuff. I'm pretty basic, too. And most of the reason why people have seen me that way going back for seasons and seasons is because I am. So I can talk shit about myself in line with me calling you basic. That's why.
Basic.
But that it's so funny because these two left a lot earlier than everyone else.
Very true.
And I think that's why, because Colton's pretty basic.
Yeah. The winner was Demi, but it was very close, 53-47. I really love seeing these polls when they're super close, because that just shows how much people, like, the opinions aren't always one way or the other. Even though you might assume something might go one way, you guys are, you know, keeping things fresh.
Good work. I don't know.
Okay, Bachelorette MVP. I put Mike and Pilot Pete.
Yo, this surprised me.
Me too.
I still can't believe, like...
This says a lot. So Mike won by a landslide.
We were Mike stans from day one.
Day one.
I think it was like maybe week two, where we were saying we wanted Mike as the Bachelor.
For sure.
I don't know.
71% said Mike.
Look at that baby smile.
I know, but this is crazy to me seeing this, because
Pete's the Bachelor.
That's why. Like, how? I am just confused.
This is like going back to the Sean Lowe tweet. Like, everybody's gonna watch the show anyway. We'll probably have a good time, and if not, we're gonna talk shit about you, Pete.
Maybe he'll surprise us like Hannah did. I mean, we had our first episode, or I guess our finale episode of Colton season was Hannah B is already annoying. And
yeah, and I didn't like that then, and
she was. But now she has a completely, like, she has shown us a whole new side of her, and I am a Hannah stan. Love Hannah. I think she had an amazing season. I loved her season. So, I mean, maybe Pete will surprise us.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Okay, so Paradise MVP. This one was sort of like just like a joke.
Well, this is like the, because this is the, I love that they're wearing this almost same shirt in this picture, by the way. when we went through these, I started laughing so hard earlier
he's
today.
A joke. All right, so I just put Tajwan and Jordan Kimball, just because they were both cartoons and
they were
I
there
love
for
it.
Like 2 days.
Yeah.
But the show is so dramatic this summer.
Yeah, we needed that.
We needed both of them to break it up a little
Yeah,
bit.
We needed the Jordan fight just to... We needed Jordan to come in and just do some stupid shit. And then Tajwan's meltdown just like set me free. Honestly, just set me free. But Jordan won this.
Tajwan was like everybody that has ever gone to Paradise.
Oh, yeah. Jordan won 76%. Best overall glow up. So
wait.
So this is okay. I did this one without asking Derek, but so I did overall glow up, but not just like looks, because glow up is usually looks, but I meant like overall personality, overall like perception of the person, just in general, the whatever. So Derek, we obviously hadn't seen you on The Bachelorette or Bachelor
in
Paradise.
I like
that
you used my thirst trap picture too.
Duh. Well, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna hit him with that. So we hadn't seen you in a while. So and yes, you got engaged on the first Paradise and whatever, and that was amazing. But I think we still needed to see more. And then you came out on this season of Paradise, and we were like, okay, Derek, let's fucking go. Like, this was a whole new side of you that we didn't get to see.
I feel like similar to Hannah, she didn't get shown much outside of her very first one-on-one, because like
right.
she was so nervous and she was hard. Mm-hmm. Versus me, like I was so basic that they didn't show much of me. And this time I was like so much more comfortable and like ready to step outside of my comfort
yeah.
zone. Like the first two times I was on the show, I was so worried about saying the wrong joke and like getting fired from my job because of mm-hmm. that and stuff. So, I mean, I think Hannah and I both had similar processes where you like the very first time you're just like so worried about saying the wrong thing, and
right.
then finally, you know, like same thing with her, she stopped caring once she got into the Bachelorette, and that's what made her so great.
And well, that's exactly what I said
I'm
just
so
a
bad
second
at compliments.
Ago
I'm like turning you
you're like but Hannah not me but that's what I said about Hannah just a second ago, is that she started off, I thought she was going to be super, you know, she couldn't make a toast, she couldn't do like, she was awkward. We thought it was just going to be beauty pageant. And now she is like everything. And now we have seen a whole new side to you. And I think that's why this poll was so close. 51-49. Derek, I obviously won. But this was a really close poll. And so that shows that everyone agrees that this was a glow up.
I'd like to thank God and my
family.
Yeah,
give a little speech. What's up? Give a little speech. Okay, most hyped up moment, which we sort of touched on earlier. It was the fence and then the JPJ you fight, which was hyped up a lot. Like we saw it in the previews. We saw it.
Oh, I freaked out in the very first preview.
I remember.
Like, are you? I couldn't sleep for like 2 weeks because I was just like, are you kidding me? You guys are showing this?
I know. You text me, go, they just put out the preview. I was like, oh.
And I was like, they cut it down so much, you know? It was just like,
yeah.
This, like, everybody's going to think this is the way it goes. And y'all have seen it now. And so I was so torn up. I'm glad that
it was a big hyped up moment. Like we were all talking about it. I mean, not just in Bachelor Nation, but especially in Bachelor Nation, we all wanted to know like what was going on, because we knew you're going to be on it. We wanted to know like what was happening. And then the fence obviously was a very big hyped up moment. The fence won, but I still think that I think they're going to keep doing these super long teases because it keeps people talking about it.
For sure. It keeps people watching the show.
Okay, so biggest fall from grace. we have Jed and Blake. So just because this is one of those awards where it's like, you know, they have this like very godlike, we're like, oh, Jed.
We loved Jed the first
time. We loved
weeks.
Jed. Like he looked a little weird, still kind of does. But overall, like Jed came with music. He couldn't sing, but he was very dreamy. Hannah really, really liked him. He made it. I mean, they got engaged.
Yeah.
So, and then Blake, obviously.
Well, I think like the difference between these two is
a lot, but.
Is a lot. But I think Jed, he didn't care. He didn't seem to care when Hannah broke up with him. Right.
Right.
I think Jed thought he might become the Bachelor. And I think everyone thought Blake would become the Bachelor, which is why
right,
his fall
right,
was
right.
bigger. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I know exactly
like,
what
you're saying. It was, one was one of theirs and the other one was like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Versus
totally.
Like, I don't think Blake was ever trying to plan to be the Bachelor. Like that's why we loved him so much.
Yeah.
You know? And that's why it hurt so much.
It hurt so much when we saw him do all that ugly shit.
But also like a lot of people gave, when it came to the reunion show, Blake got a lot of pluses for how he handled himself, and also like the fact that
it, which we, is weird.
Well, I think we just saw, because Kaylin finally said, yes, I lied about some of those things.
Sure, so I'm happy about that.
Totally, and great on her for doing that. That makes her a huge person for being able to be like, to come back from that and just be like, I'm sorry, I did say things I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But I think because of that, it's Blake's, his redemption arc started up again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
So he's going to be answering his DMs in no time.
For sure. I mean, I guess I should have, Kaylin would have been a very good fall from grace.
I don't think she fell though.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe. I don't know. She got a lot of hate mail. Okay, so I did best clapback. Christina's, did you change the sheets?
Wait, do it like Christina would say.
I don't.
She was like, did you change the sheets?
I know.
I almost want to FaceTime
because he goes, you know, I've changed.
It.
She goes, like, well, did you change the sheets? I remember like gasping out loud when she said that. And then Hannah's, Jesus still loves me. That obviously won 65 to 35 because, you know what?
Because Luke piece sucks.
He just sucks. Sucks so hard. Okay. Best product placement. we had Jed's music and Derek's podcast.
I think this is the same thing. Jed tried to place his product.
Yeah.
And mine just, somebody else said
it. I still have to tell you guys, like, I was not prepared for that moment.
Kay was like hyperventilating.
I was sitting at home watching this. I mean, just screaming. And I'm like, just say the name of the podcast. Just say it once. I was like, that's all. And so I thought the first part was over because he said it like three times. And I thought that was it. And I was having a full blown like freak out. And then it comes back to it multiple times. And I'm like, numb on my bed.
I couldn't believe. So
I could not believe.
leaving the show. I haven't talked about this yet. Now that it's done, leaving the show, I was like, no way they're going to talk about the podcast. No way. There's no way that ABC is going to be like, yeah, well, let's reference something else.
Something
like
else.
That. Yeah. That, yeah. So when it was finally aired, I just like jaw dropped.
Wow. Wow.
Just,
wow.
Just
wow.
Went, okay. I thought they were going to cut.
So they didn't cut it?
I thought that, but they showed like basically our whole conversation every single time. I thought that would be cut from every single
Honestly,
bit.
they owed that to you after the
Yeah, that's exactly.
What do you call it? The trailer from the beginning and we're like, oh shit.
People make this out like I make hundreds of thousands of dollars from our podcast, by the way, which is not like nothing.
No, hundreds of thousands of dollars in love.
Make nothing. And support. This is just fun.
This is fun. And this is why we do it. We love talking about this stuff. We love like, you know, interacting with all of you guys and hearing what you have to say. That's why we wanted all of you to vote on these things, which this was so much fun. So for our last one, it wouldn't be a superlative things if we didn't do the Cringe Harrison Award of the entire season, but I think we picked a few of them, right?
Yeah, there's too many.
There were too many not to. We did pick a few though. So
I honestly, someday I want to have not Cringe Harrison of this last like year. I want to have Cringe Harrison of all time.
Of all time.
And I like there was like 200. No, there was actually like 500 people who submitted different things. So,
oh my god,
we couldn't go through.
We couldn't like look at all of them.
Well, I did look at almost all of them. But I want to like mention so many different people.
Yeah.
Someday. Well, maybe like we put some of them on the story.
Yeah, we can do something on the story for it. Also, if you guys want to, before we get into the Grinch Harrison, if you guys send us DMs, we'll put up a ton of like polls and questions and stuff so we can hear what you guys want to hear us talk about on the podcast each week. If you guys have ideas, we would love to hear them and talk about them on the podcast. We want to keep this alive and going and fun during this Bachelor off season. So make sure you follow us on at The Bachelor Pod on Twitter and at The Bachelor on Instagram. All right, Derek, what were some of the Cringe Harrison moments this week?
So I picked
of the season.
Of the whole the whole year basically. The first one, I was surprised that a bunch of people pulled this out.
Yeah.
It was the Cam's poem to Kaylin / jalapeno Rita moment.
Oh yeah, that was so first of all the Cam Kaylin matchup was bizarre. I don't think that should have ever happened. The kiss?
My mind is still
blown.
I just don't get it.
That was out of an act of like serious desperation, I think.
No, but he was so serious. So here's a little thing.
No, but on Kaylin's
end. Here's a little thing that people don't know.
What's that?
I'm going to get in trouble with this one. So Cam, during this season, he had like a little folio with information of people on it. He talked to Kaylin about her dad. And Kaylin hadn't told him her dad's name yet, but he like referred to her dad by name. And Kaylin was like, oh my God, I'm going to be murdered.
Ew.
Yeah, like he knew her dad's name already.
No. Mm-hmm. That's weird. That's one of those awkward things. Like if you stalk a guy before you go out on a date with him and you start bringing up stuff like, oh yeah, your mom back in 2015 when she went to Italy was so cute.
Oh, for sure. I was talking with one of the people who was there. I'm not going to reveal their name, but yeah. At iHeart this weekend. And they were telling me a story about how some person they went on a date with, they spent like, a couple hours with them on this date. They were having like a great time. They were so interesting. They liked the same things that this person liked. And then they were talking about something on Instagram and they go, oh yeah, pull it up and show me. And looking at the phone at the same time, goes to click search and their name pops up as the top person. And the whole time was like, this person doesn't know who I am. They don't know about what I just did, that I was on the show. Uh-huh. And
great.
Comes to find out, been not only following, but stalking for weeks.
That is
top of the search
too
bar.
Too much. Top delete of the search. Your Google history. Delete all search histories forever, every time you get on.
Okay, number two was Luke S.'s rose.
Ugh. We know that was in a weird edit because Luke S. like outed all of it. But damn, that was still awkward. Regardless of what happened, that was awkward.
Okay. But here's the thing about that. Like so many of you voted on that we had to mention it. But I still think it doesn't change the story. And Luke kind of him saying what he said, whatever. Who cares about that? But I do think it's like a little oversensitive because, frankly, it doesn't change anything. Like, nobody sees him any differently.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
It was just like an awkward moment.
It was just a different thing that I guess they added. But still, like, I think like, sack up a little bit. I don't know.
Whatever. It was weird.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. He's still.
But I get it. We get it. It was very cringy. It was honestly.
One of the weirdest moments of the whole season.
From all the people who were there after like I called them. I mean, look, I was talking to Wells as well.
Duh.
Like later on. And he the very first thing he told me about was that this moment happened. Mm-hmm. So personally, I don't think it was that much different from whatever he said was cut. Whatever. It was actually what happened. So,
okay. And then the last thing, honestly, anybody just singing at any point. So if you guys end up going on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, whatever, just don't sing.
Unless you come on this podcast.
Unless you come
then
on the podcast.
And we're going to make you sing something.
And we can sing something together. But it's awkward to sing on TV.
Nicole did it.
Obviously. Nicole did it. Jed did it. It's just not.
I don't think there's ever been, you know who did get, I hate to say this person's name.
Oh, I can't wait.
James Taylor sang a whole song to JoJo.
Oh, yeah.
And people died over it.
Yeah, because he actually doesn't suck. I mean, he sucks as a human, but not as like a singer.
He's a shitty person to other people. The things he says is very, very negative. But
bad.
His voice is pretty good.
Voice is pretty decent. Okay, guys, this was super fun. Thank you for voting.
We made this almost a whole hour.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
Crazy.
That's wild. Thank you for voting. We do want to tell you that we will be back next week. Or
it might be next week. It might be the week after.
We will let you know on our Insta story. So make sure you follow us at The Bachelor and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. We'll still be posting memes, different articles that's happening in Bachelor Nation and everything else. So make sure you tune in on our Instagram. And this was super fun. Thanks for voting.
We're worldwide and year long.
Betcha worldwide. That was good, right?
That was good. All right. Pitbull.
All right, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.